This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast
and
on Facebook, and check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on, tune in, drop on.
Welcome to episode 256 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 7th of September 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Please rate us on iTunes and feel free to like us on facebook.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Steve, Jacob and myself, Andrew. And our special guest today is Mo from smartercharger.com.au. How are you doing today, Brad?
I am going fantastic, and yourself?
Good, mate. Another Saturday over here and another show, and it is absolutely beautiful outside today. A perfect spring day in Melbourne.
It is indeed. I agree. Great day. How's your week been, mate?
Yeah, been really good. We've been working through our app that never ends, and it's all coming along. And yeah, it's been a busy week, but we're moving into our new premises in about a week from now, so lots happening. And yeah, spring's coming, horse racing's around the corner, footy finals are in Melbourne.
Yep.
Where else would you want to be?
Exactly, nowhere than Melbourne. Yeah.
What about you? How's your week, Brad?
It's been good, mate. Yeah, it's been good. And yeah, just been doing some tech lots of stuff and that sort of good stuff. We spoke to Ronnie yesterday and he was quite interesting to talk to.
Good stuff.
So check out that that episode we did yesterday. Jacob, what's up?
What's up, Holmes?
Don't say that. How's your week been, mate?
All right. And the weather's been crappy out here.
Move to Australia.
Steve, if you say so.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Steve, from the US, how are you, mate?
Hey. I'm waiting for RealmsCon. We've got another month left. I got 3 days off of work and we'll be there for 3 days filming.
Sweet. Good stuff. Are you looking forward to the iPhone event next week, Steve?
Oh, yeah, looking forward to that. I think I'll be here. I usually don't work until I have the night shift, so I should be able to watch it if they stream it live.
Yes, they will. If you have an Apple TV, just click on that app and you can watch it live.
Yeah.
I'll be up at 3 a.m., of course. Jody from the US, hello.
Hey, hi, Brad. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Will you be watching the Apple event next week?
More than likely, I will be watching it, yes, and probably watching the live stream at the same time, and with my finger poised, ready to order or upload or whatever I need to do.
Cool. Yeah, same. We'll have to see what happens with the iOS 7. As you know, I'm back on the iPhone, Andrew.
Yeah, I do, Brad. How are you finding it? I mean, it's a smaller screen. You've sent me a few messages on that, but what are you finding the pros and cons? What's the user experience like going from iPhone to Android and back to iPhone?
To be honest, there's no difference. I'm finding both phones great to use, and I think the iPhone is a good phone.
Are you missing the extra screen real estate?
To be honest, no, I'm not. No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I like it. I just like the apps better on the iPhone. They just run a bit more smoother and there's no crashing on them and that sort of stuff. And
yeah, I don't think anyone would discount that the apps on iPhone are generally better than Android, although Android, in theory, give you more workspace to create apps. Like, they give you more access to the phone and what you can do and whatnot. But, yeah, interesting then.
But, yeah, no, you know, it's a good phone. It's a good phone.
Good stuff.
So, will you be watching the Apple event, Andrew? What's your view on this next week?
I probably won't, because it's about 3 or 4 a.m. in Australia, and seeing an Apple event where they launch a 5S, which has another camera and whatever else, it's not a rocket ship to the moon,
right?
As far as I'm concerned. Right. And look, they may pull a rabbit out of the hat. There may be something else that they launch, an Apple Watch or, there's talk on other things, but I'll have a look. Read it on the train on the way into work the following morning.
Well, I'll be awake at 3 a.m. So Apple TV update will be coming out next week, apparently, on the Tuesday, and also iOS 7 apparently will be out.
Yeah, Jody was talking about that earlier in the week on your Facebook, I think. Have you got a news item for us on that one, Jody?
Yeah, do we have a news?
I do. You want me to jump right in the news?
Go right ahead, Jody.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yep.
All righty. Well, you know, the iOS final download links will be available at on the 10th of September at 0800 in New York. So according to some trustworthy sources, Apple's announced that they have an official time for downloading iOS 7 for users throughout the world. Officially, iOS 7 will be available for users at 0800 New York time on the 10th of September. And it'll be interesting to see this, because every other time that they've introduced a new iOS and people have clamored to download it, the system's gone down. But of course, that's not going to happen this time, right?
No.
So, yeah, exactly. So anyway, there's a whole schedule of when you can download it. We have, in other news, you know those Google cars where the car drives itself? We're going from like Apple to Google. Well, apparently there's been a lot of attempts and successful attempts at hacking into those cars. So if you can imagine, here you are riding in a car, assuming that it's going to be driving safely down the road, and the brakes come on, the steering wheel jerks, and these hackers have all been able to get in through their own laptop, and they're publicizing their work to reveal the vulnerabilities that are present in a growing number of car computers. All cars and trucks contain anywhere from 20 to 70 computers. They control everything from the brakes to acceleration to the windows, and they're connected to this internal network, and a few hackers have recently managed to find their way into these intricate networks. So this isn't even the car of the future. This is today's vehicles. In one case, a pair of hackers manipulated two cars by plugging a laptop into a port beneath the dashboard where mechanics connect their computers when they search for problems. And scarier yet, another group took control of a car's computer through a cellular phone and a Bluetooth connection, the compact disc player, and even the tire pressure monitoring system. So it's scary. They're, you know, it's funny. I guess when they came up with this idea that we should have computers controlling our vehicles, nobody really thought that someone would be able to hack into it. But evidently, it's very vulnerable. In tastier news this week, Google announced a billion total Android activations, and they named their next version KitKat. And I don't know if you guys were watching Google Plus, but man, I'll tell you what, it made me hungry this week, because everywhere you looked, there were little Android devices that look like KitKat bars, which are very yummy, and they taste a little bit like Tim Tams. So even more puzzling than the name of the next Android version, which bucks the longstanding trend of generic dessert names, as it turns out, Android 4.4 is going to be called KitKat and not Key Lime Pie, which is what people thought that it was going to be called, but there's no official word on when we can expect the build to go live. Kit Kats are this popular chocolate treat made by Nestle, and they're actually pretty yummy. So we'll wait to see what happens with that. In other news, you can now buy the internet from Etsy. So apparently, there is this thing, an internet box that was shown in a hit comedy, which I never heard of, called The It Crowd. I guess that's like, maybe it's an Australian hit, I don't know. But anyway, but made by Adelaide-based Kinect Gifts, it includes the blinking red light, and all you need is to provide your own 9-volt battery, flick the switch at the back, and that then you can proceed to confuse your non-techie friends. The box costs $30 plus $12.55 postage and handling to anywhere in Australia. So another reason for Jacob to move to Australia, so you can get your internet in a box. Let's see. We also have Microsoft just bought Nokia. And I guess the question is, what did they actually buy? Well, we have here in our show notes a visual guide to what they actually bought. It was a $7.2 billion purchase of Nokia devices and services. And it included Microsoft employees, 99,139 of them Nokia employees, 32,000, and 56,000 Nokia employees that are going to remain. So a lot of interesting stats on that. In IT news, Microsoft tries to soften TechNet death blow. Microsoft responded to the uproar among Windows users over the cancellation of its popular TechNet subscription scheme by extending the service for some users. The program allowed customers wanting to trial software to download full versions at a low cost. In response to feedback, Microsoft announced existing subscribers will get a 90-day extension if their accounts expire between September 1 this year and September 30 next year, providing continued access to downloads and support. So, for those of you who are trying that interesting TechNet, I guess it's not going to die as quickly as we thought it was going to. An 8-gigabyte Nexus 4 is now sold out at Google Play, and it's not coming back. Could a new Nexus handset be on the way? If you were holding out before committing funds for a Nexus 4, you missed your chance at the 8-gigabyte version. The $200 handset has sold out at Google Play in the U.S. Folks in Mountain View tell The Verge that it's not going to be coming back. Those still eyeing the device can splurge for the 16-gigabyte option, while the 8-gigabyte phones remain available in other global locales until the current stock is depleted. This certainly begs the question, is a new Nexus device on its way, with the Nexus 4 quickly approaching the year-old mark in October, and a new version of Android, yum yum, on the horizon. This could be the signal that the new Nexus is just around the bend. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. And in other news, exciting, exciting, Apple won't introduce the new Apple TV box next week. However, they will upgrade the software. And there are very, very good odds you're going to hear about this at the Apple event next Tuesday. If you're looking for a new Apple TV, oh well, probably isn't going to happen. More than likely, they're going to be tweaking the software inside the web TV box. Apple already said it's bringing its new iTunes Radio service to Apple TV. And another interesting thing that's going to be going on is that you will have an ability to, if you've already downloaded some video and or paid for a video through your Apple TV, you can now go to your friend's house and you can watch it together through an app on your phone as opposed to having them log out of their Apple TV and then you log into their TV and then you could show it from your account. So very confusing, but apparently there's some people who are going to be happy about that. And let's see. And that's the news.
That's the news as always. Good job, Jody and Jacob, for putting the news in there, Jacob, as well. Good job, Jody.
Great job, Jody. That was a long news. Well done.
You're a great news reader, Jody. You should be on TV each week on 6 p.m. news. Andrew, are you looking forward to the new Apple TV update software?
Moi? Yes.
I am.
You know, and comparing it to Chromecast?
let's not go there. Craig Shipp,
opening a can of worms.
Craig Shipp called it fail, and he couldn't get it set up. It took him about 10 minutes to get it set up, so I'm not sure what he was trying to do, but it took me 2 minutes.
Who's that?
Craig Shipp.
He's a very confused man.
He is.
10 minutes to set up. That's not that bad, surely.
Well, apparently in his book he's not. Andrew, what's your view on them stories?
Okay, where to start? KitKat, Google naming their phone KitKat. I wonder if there's a commercial back end to that one. I mean, Google surely doesn't need sponsorships for their new phone versions. And they're always talking about the M&Ms that they have in their office. M&Ms are Mars, KitKat are Nestle. So is there like a chocolate war going on down at Google headquarters or something? Or am I reading too much into that? Maybe I am.
Well, you know, the KitKat commercial goes, give me a break, give me a break.
Yeah. In Australia it goes, have a break, have a Kit Kat.
Yeah. Ah, the Australian.
There you go. And Jody, why are you still on the show? You've never seen the IT crowd. You need to put your headset down and go and buy the IT crowd. How could you not have seen? It is the most amazing show of all time.
The you IT crowd. You have broadened my horizons, Andrew. I will see where I can procure it.
Yeah, go and acquire it. You will laugh yourself silly. It is the it's an English show, but it is the funniest show. I think they did 3 or 4 seasons of it. You will laugh yourself silly. I will give you one line to run with. Have you tried turning it on and off again? That's all. It will make sense at the time.
All right, that was Andrew. That was totally off topic, mate. Where did that come from? That wasn't in.
That was Jody was talking about the IT crowds during the news. Oh, the TV show.
Oh, she was okay. Good stuff. Yeah. Okay, and also check out Sons of, and also check out Sons of Anarchy too, Jody. That's a good show too. Sons of Anarchy, good, great show. Steve, what about you?
Yeah, you can put a Kit Kat on the Barbie, right?
No, you can't.
It would melt. That's a bad idea.
Chocolate right.
Chocolate covered shrimp.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered bacon, it's even better.
So this Google car, how crazy is this? Like people hacking into your cars. I mean, is that going to be something, you know, in the future where you're driving along in your car, someone hacks in, stops the brakes, you know, puts the accelerator on? And even if it doesn't happen, if it's not possible in the car they released today, what if you're driving a 10-year-old Google car? Does that mean that the software or the technology, the security behind all of that sort of stuff is not up to date unless you've got the latest patch? That is all really crazy stuff.
Mm. Isn't it? Yeah, actually, the article was really referring to today's vehicles. I mean, really, any car today has all kinds of computers in it. But yeah, the Google car, I think, didn't Scoble and Sam Levin ride in that?
Yeah, they did.
It's just, when you think about it, something like that, you're sitting in, you're a passenger, and that car is driving you. How scary is that?
Yeah, it would be very scary.
I think it's scary for us because we are not around. When I sort of said 10 years, I'm thinking sort of 10 years from now with the cars of today. They're not going to be sort of up to date. And if someone, little old lady, hasn't updated the package, anyone can hack into the car. But it's going to be another one of those things where if you ask a 3-year-old what they think of an iPad, it just is. It's what I use. It's how I work. Mm. Does that mean that we have to wait for the next generation to come out and get their license, pardon the pun, for a self-driving car? Do you know what I mean? Is it going to be something that you have to actually grow up with to just accept that that's exactly how it is? Whereas for us, we walk into it and it does not make any sense.
You know, interestingly enough, Andrew, I heard on the news recently that this generation, the kids who are now turning, in the U.S., they get a driver's license, depending on the state, you know, somewhere between 16 and 18 years old, typically. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, they attribute it to the fact that kids are connected all the time, but there are less kids going to get the driver's license as soon as they can, and they're waiting longer to get a driver's license. So, you know, it makes you kind of wonder. I mean, my generation, we wanted our driver's license as soon as we could get it. But today's generation, they don't see the need.
I read an article about that a while ago, Jody, and it's really interesting. Back in the day, getting your driver's license was your key to independence. It meant that, you know, you were allowed to drive and you could tell your friends. These days, everything's so socially connected. I'm going to be here, you're going to be there. If you want to have a drink, that almost means more these days than having a license. And it doesn't seem like as big a thing at all.
All right, good stuff. Andrew, Steve, go ahead, mate. What else do you think about these news stories?
All right, talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, yeah.
Yes, Steve, let me see what else. Of course, I covered the Microsoft Nokia. Of course, they bought the Nokia services and devices section.
Yep. Cool.
And I don't know, the only problem I had with it was, of course, Nokia's... they've been losing money and surprised they, I'm guessing maybe even went bankrupt a time or two. So now they got to kind of, Microsoft's got to pour all this money into Nokia. Obviously, they're getting all these employees. But I don't really see that's going to save them from going. Supposedly, they're all doing this to, they're trying to restructure Microsoft, trying to get more into the mobile devices. Of course, they failed with their, Surface tablets, Windows 8's having a little bit of problems. So I don't know if that's really going to be enough to get them jump started into mobile devices.
True, Steve. What about the first news story that Jada was talking about, the coming out on the 10th? Do you reckon that will come true?
Which was about, I know they're Apple's doing their keynote, but what's coming out?
iOS 7. You reckon it'll come out, be out on the 10th of December?
More than likely, because if that's when they're supposedly going to be releasing their new iPhone, usually they always coincide that with the new release of iOS.
Oh, okay. Did they do that last year, did they, or something, for iOS 6 or whatever it was?
Yeah, I think when they came out with the new phone, they also came out with
the download, yeah. It was right away.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, but what happened was, if you remember, they announced the download, but you couldn't download it because so many people were downloading it that their servers were...
Yeah, true.
You couldn't get on.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's interesting, Brad, with the stories, you know, I know that you and Jacob went through and kind of selected them.
Yeah.
There's one thing that's notably missing, and I'm curious because, you know, Samsung had a big announcement, and they introduced their watch.
They did indeed, yes. The new watch and the new phone with 4K video.
Right, and you know, I guess like nobody's jumping up and down about it.
Well, I'm not, but
it's you know, gear. I think that's what it was.
Phone to, I don't know. What do you reckon, JD? What's your view on that? What do you
reckon? I'm not excited about it for several reasons. I don't think that here's my long term. I think, you know, Apple's supposed to be introducing a watch. Samsung just introduced a watch. Google's introducing wearable, either Google Glass. I think eventually they'll have a watch. Mm. I see the phone of the future being a watch, and we're all going to be kind of like Dick Tracy, where we have, you know, you can talk to each other and see each other's face, and everything is all done on your watch. Camera, everything. That's Jody's prediction.
That's far out, Jody.
Isn't that cool?
But that is very cool. Yeah, I agree. That's very cool. Jacob, what about you? What's your view on all this?
Okay, well, I think the iOS 7 coming out, yeah, I'll probably wait a bit because they probably might still have a lot of bugs in it.
Yeah, true.
And right. the car thing.
Yeah, the car thing, go ahead.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy. Someone try to hack my car, I'll try to hack them back.
Did you just say on a public podcast that you're a hacker?
No, I said I would get someone to hack them back.
Right, okay.
Oh, that's a lot better.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't know nothing about no hacking.
I don't know.
I don't know nothing.
What about you, Mo? What's your view on all this?
Oh, well, I think this whole Google car hacking incident is going to bring road rage to a whole new dimension. You know, if someone does anything to you on the other road, they're going to shut you off and brakes up and windscreen wipers on and whatnot. That would be interesting to see.
It would be.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking now if they're going to come out with a watch, how we're going to charge these watches all of a sudden. So my brain's going with charging devices again. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently solar could be a direction for watches because we spend time outside.
Yeah.
I've heard that solar's a direction they're trying to go in for watches. Mo's thinking, oh, how can we get the smarter charger into a watch?
Smarter charger, we're coming up with some solar devices in the next 6 months. Mm. And, I've been looking at some solar devices at the moment. I'm not sure if you guys have seen any. And some of them take like 14 hours to charge the actual device up. And that has to be out in the sun. Yeah, which is ridiculous. So I think they're working on solar. I'm waiting to see what the Germans come up with. They're pretty savvy when it comes to this technology and breaking through. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. I'm personally a HTC man, so an Android man. So... I'm going to stay away from the Apple conversation for now.
It's all good, mate. It's all good. I actually have a watch that runs solar charging on my watch, a G-Shock watch. It's pretty cool.
Oh,
we should introduce Mo Asasi. Asai, is that it? Mo Asal is from smartercharger.com.au, and that's a product that you and I have been sort of reviewing for the last couple of weeks, Brad.
Yes, we have.
Basically, it's a product that allows you to charge up on the go your phone, but an Android a iOS device and a number of other devices, and we've been enjoying, you know, using that device and seeing it hit the market. So, Mo, how are you doing today?
Mo, I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Started work at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is what you have to do when you're on your own business, and
wow.
it's a pretty crazy, pretty hectic hectic way to live, but we've got to do it. It's been 12 weeks now that the company's been out and about, and we've got probably about 250 retailers in Australia that are stocking and selling the product for us, and we're finding it's growing much faster than what we anticipated to start with.
Well, that's always good. I mean, a VC said to me once, if you can show a company that can't scale to speed, you know, with the market, it's a good position to be in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Yeah, we're not complaining. You know, we're just got to keep on going.
So you've been around for about 3 months. Tell me how long have you sort of been in technology yourself, and what drew you to go down this path? You know, to be honest, there are other charging units out and about. What drove you to say, no, look, they're not good enough, we can do something a bit better? And why is your product a bit better than what we can pick up on the shelves at JB?
We launched the product 3 months ago. It's been in R&D for the last year and a half. And I come across a product similar to this overseas when I was in Shenzhen, which is, you know, we all know Shenzhen.
Mm.
And I brought some back with me to my office, and I've got a marketing company that I was running in Adelaide, and everyone in the office went absolutely nuts about this charging device. And I thought, what are you all so excited about? I know it's exciting, but it's not that exciting. And then we started doing some you know, sharing it with some friends and family, and everyone gave the same response. And I started looking into the market, what was available in the market, and I found a lot of the cases for where your phones sit. And we tried some out, and we had some positive reviews. Obviously, they gave you the charge, which is what you wanted ultimately, but it wasn't sort of fulfilling the needs of people when it came to the aesthetics of what it looked like. So we decided to come up with something that looked practical, that looked smart, that you can hold in your hand, you think, oh, you know, it feels good. And so we've got a feel-good product, and we wanted it to suit all devices out there. So we added the connectors to it, which cover your micro USB, your mini USB for your cameras, your iPhone 4. We've just added recently the iPhone 5, the Lightning. Go Apple for introducing that into the market. And the 12-volt car USB charger. So we put it all together, so it's a one-stop shop. And what we're finding now is our retailers are saying, we're going to get rid of all these charging devices that we've got on our shelves, and we're going to replace it with a smarter charger. And so we're like, oh, great, what a great idea. And so I've been involved myself in products and services from energy, electricity, UPS systems for the last 5 years. And so I've always had an interest and a love for marketing and being involved in new products. And so I suppose it was sort of inevitable for me to get involved in a product, and I'm glad that this one came along.
Very good. And as you said, the retailers, as soon as you said that resonates. When, for a retailer who's moving product, obviously they've got to have their margin and their cut and so forth, but if they've got 5 or 10 devices on the wall, one's for a HTC, another one is for a Samsung, another one's for an iPhone 4, another one's for an iPhone 5, that's money that they've got out to put those products on the wall. Some of them might sell, some might not. Some of them become obsolete before they get rid of them. If they can put one on the wall that they know is going to suit any phone, any market, this version, next version, isn't that great for them, where they don't have that wall space being used, particularly in a smaller shop, and they don't have that same risk of having to hold obsolete or dead stock. Also for the consumer. One of the things that I discuss often with my designer, James, he says if you give people too much choice, after they've made a decision, they're very rarely fulfilled. So if you give them 8 things to choose from, they'll choose one, and then they'll use it and go, that was cool, but what about the other 7? You know, if there's one thing on the table and it does the job, you're happy in it, away you go. So it's an interesting one. It's good.
It's an interesting way to put it as well. I agree. We've just recently put on a chain of stores here in Australia called City Convenience, and they've got about 170 outlets across Australia. And he was the first one to make that move, and he saw it that it would open up another half a square meter on his shelves that he could sell other products on, not related to charging devices. And for him, that's a benefit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a supermarket, particularly shelf space, every inch is measured at a cost, you know,
yeah,
how close an inch of space is to the window, and obviously the further into the back corner the space lowers in price, but if they can put other products in, take stuff down, it's a huge impact. And when you actually purchase this from a retailer, is it charged or half charged or ready to go? Or
it does, it comes with anywhere between 50% to 65% to 70% charge, so and that will hold that charge if you don't use it for anywhere up to 2 or 3 months.
So if you're out, you know, 9 o'clock in the city, your phone's run flat, wander into a city convenience, $30 later you're charging and away you go, and you know where the crew are.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, where to go. So, Mo, what's the plan for Smarter Charger? What's next for you guys?
What's next for us?
Yeah, what's next?
Look, I think we're still a young company, so we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We're focusing right now on QC, making sure that our product is going to last the miles with everybody. And we're also looking at developing. So we've got the Smart One from Smarter Charger, which is, you know, meant to give you one smart charge.
Yep.
And we've got a few more coming out on the market, which is our Smart Two, which is a 5200 milliamp hour battery. Our Smart Three, which I've got in my hand here, which are 70,800 milliamp hour battery. And Smart Four, which is 14,000 milliamp hours. And hopefully, we're looking at charging these batteries. These batteries will be used Samsung cells. So Smarter Charger may very well be using Samsung cells by the end of the year.
Nice one. Joe, yeah. any questions?
Mo, you know, we kind of jumped into, you know, what you're doing and what your goals are and all that kind of stuff. First, for those who don't know what Smarter Charger is, I want to make sure that they know that the URL is smartercharger.com.au. And Mo, maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, like the size, what it is, what it's used for.
Yeah, absolutely. So Smarter Charger is a portable charging device that you can carry around anywhere. It comes with a connector that basically covers all devices, all smart devices on the market today. So everything from your mini USB to your micro USBs to your iPhone adapters. It's about the size of your finger. It's about 68 grams in weight, so it's very, very versatile, very lightweight. And you just simply plug it in, plug in USB to the charger, one of the connectors to your phone, and off you charge.
Is it available, you mentioned that you have several retailers who are starting to carry it. Maybe you can tell us, is this available through your website or only through retailers?
I've been involved with small business for the last 5 years, and so I think small business is sort of copying it a fair bit because of online sales, and what we're trying to do is encourage sales through our retail outlets. Of course, it is available online through our website, and people are more than welcome to purchase online as they have been. However, we've got retailers out there at the moment, roughly around 250 to 300 retailers, anywhere from outdoor adventure stores such as Aussie Disposals. Brad, Andrew, you may have heard of Aussie Disposals.
Yep, sure have.
To City Convenience, to Magic Hand Car Wash, which is a franchise car wash that's available here, and slowly moving and spreading our wings.
And obviously it's a product that I think a lot of people will take on board. As you said, you can buy it on the website, and that's great for the person who plans ahead. But I think it's a real impulse buy as well, potentially. As I was saying before, where someone sort of rocks up to City Convenience and they, you know, they're buying a bottle of water and they see it behind the clerk, and you just, you know, buy it on the spot because your phone's about to die.
Yeah. Well, that's what we developed it for. It's backup power. My phone is on 20% by around 12:30 in the afternoon, and I abuse it. So, and so I find it quite handy to be able to have a backup charger that, you know, it's that works for me. So it's very practical for us, and that's why we can see customers are using it themselves.
All right, Jacob's got a question for you. He just sent me a message saying we forgot him again. Jacob, go ahead, mate. Fire away. Ask the question.
Well, what I was going to ask, what got you started with the charger, and will you work here in the States as for me? Because I got all those devices.
Of course it would work for you over there, mate.
I think it would go well in the States. We've done some research in the States, and there's about four chargers that look like they're on the shelves at the moment. So I think we've got an opportunity to take this product to the States, and we've been discussing with some people in Los Angeles and some people in New York at the moment in regards to going over there and speaking to some wholesalers. Personally, it would be a first to address the American market from our behalf. Yeah, but we definitely look forward to it.
Yeah, I agree. I reckon it'd be great over in America. A lot of people got a phone, use their phone a lot over there and stuff, and I reckon it'd be good. Steve, any questions for Mo?
Yeah. You mentioned, I heard you kind of mentioned the lightning cable from Apple, and you kind of I'm guessing, of course, it's probably more expensive because you get utilize computer chips now. Did you have trouble using that with the smart charger, developing it?
We had some teething issues to begin with. I suppose to begin with, what we did is I actually made the decision to begin with not to come out with the iPhone 5 adapter in the product. And funny enough, as soon as we started selling our product, everyone started asking for the iPhone 5 adapter. So we had to, of course, provide what the consumers were asking for.
Good stuff, Mo. Now, we're giving four away. Is that correct, mate? And maybe a...
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us, how do we win one?
Absolutely. So to win a smarter charger, smart one, just go on to the TechWeb websites and let us know what you think or where you think you best use the smart one.
Yep.
And what sort of device you're using at the moment.
All right. And just tweet at TechWebcast and hashtag smarter charger. Is that cool?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you guys on Twitter at all? Or?
We are.
Okay. All right. What's Twitter username?
SmarterCharger1, I think it is.
SmarterCharger1. All right. Well, just use the hashtag SmarterCharger1 and tweet at TechWebcast with the answer, and we'll pick the one for next week. So how are we going to do it? Over 4 weeks or one over?
Yeah. You can do one a week. One a week has been very good. You know, we want to keep everyone engaged and everybody talking and discussing our products. So if that works for you guys, definitely works for us.
What do you reckon, Andrew? Is that a good idea?
Sounds really good to me. If we do one a week over the next 4 weeks, all you need to do is effectively tweet out to @TechWebcast and also @SmarterCharger1 and tell us why it is you want a smarter charger. If you've got a crazy lifestyle, or you know, you're working day and night and you can't get to a charger in time, or tell us why it is you want one, and we'll send one out to somebody every week.
Yeah, that's good. Sounds good. Jody, what do you reckon?
Well, first of all, I think that's awesome. Thank you so much, Mo, for the the opportunity for our listeners to be able to win a smarter charger. I have an iPhone, and I can tell you, like you, by about noon, I'm at 20%. So,
yeah.
Having a device that would charge a phone is, it's not even a nicety anymore. It's more or less a requirement if you can't get to somewhere to plug your phone in. But one of the things that you may or may not have thought about, I heard recently that there's been an increase in phones being hacked where people are plugging their phones into these charging stations, and they're using, let's say, a USB cable to plug into a charging station. Evidently, the charging station is able to push out advertising to the phone, but not only that, it's also able to scrape information from the phone. So having something like a smarter charger where you're carrying your own charging device with you would limit your need, let's say, to plug into something that is not necessarily a wall outlet, but is offered not for you, but for the convenience of the people who are offering it. So I think that it's a great product, and I'm excited for you, Mo. I think, you've got a great opportunity ahead.
Thank you very much.
I agree with Jody, what Jody said. And also a shout out to Vincent Brand from Venturity.com. He actually got me onto the smarter charger. So thanks to him.
Good stuff, Vincent. Now, Mo, you said that you've been abusing it and you use it a whole lot yourself. I've been using mine for the last couple of weeks and I've really enjoyed it. But one thing, the actual cables that go from the charge unit through to your device, they feel to me, a little bit sort of like flimsy and a bit soft. I mean, are they something that's going to last the test of time? Like, have you guys done some testing on those sorts of things to make sure that the plastic doesn't come off the cables and those sorts of things?
We've tested and tried them for a period of 12 months, and like I said before, we did about a year and a half worth of R&D before we actually launched our company for that reason. At the moment, what we're looking at doing is possibly, because we're finding some people use them a bit more aggressively than others, and mm-hmm. so I guess that may be the reason why. But what we're going to do with future chargers is perhaps add maybe one or two of the actual connectors with them in different colors for the customers. So okay. if one potentially goes, then they've got a second one to bank on.
Good stuff. Yeah.
And how much are the devices, Mo?
The devices are retailing in Australia at the moment for $29.95.
Very cheap. Very cheap.
It is very cheap. Our financial position, I think, worldwide, I think it requires us to come in from a price point that's affordable to most people. And although some people prefer paying more, there's some people that prefer paying less. I think we found a median that works for the community.
And there's also great colours to pick from too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's seven great colours to pick from, and we're excited. We've been getting requests for leopard print, smarter chargers, and whatnot. So I'm sure there's a lot of exciting things that we can do with them.
So people in King's Cross want them too, then.
We could even probably put a logo of Tech Webcast on one too, maybe one day.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. We've been doing a lot of corporate branding at the moment for some decent-sized companies here in Australia, where they're finding a very practical way to keep their business name in front of their customers and clients.
Yeah, I'm going to be great out of you. I'm going to be great. Yeah. Jade, what do you reckon, Jade, about that?
I think that's a wonderful idea. I really do. I think, and particularly, you know, some companies for a premium giveaway for their top customers, this would be ideal to offer their top customers.
And also a great
both purchases.
Yeah, and also it would be a great Christmas gift too, as well.
Yeah, we're
it's suitable for
that
everyone
too.
On your list.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so Jody, you were on Dan McDermott's show just before.
Yes,
I was. Tell us about it. How was it?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. They're a lot of geeks, and you know, they have some very valid points, and there's a lot of dissension, some good conversation. I enjoyed it.
That's great. And how was Alan? He went off his head a few times, which is funny.
I think Alan, you know, he's from New York, so he's got like that New York attitude, you know, which is kind of funny. You know, they don't like anything.
And also, Craig Shipp was on there as well.
Yes, he was. Yep.
He was,
and the two of them went head to head quite a bit.
They did. They do. Yeah, they do. He loves Apple and he doesn't like Android.
Well, I think everybody likes the Android Kit Kat because it sounds tasty. But
yeah,
that's
very tasty.
But I'm Apple too, so yeah. I understand where he's coming from.
I love both. What about you, Andrew? Have you ever been on that show before, mate?
Dan McDermott show.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I've watched it a few times. But it's a great show. But yeah, I haven't been on it before. Maybe when I get my app out there, I might shoot him through a message.
You should indeed, mate. You should indeed. What about you, Mo? Do you watch many podcasts at all? Listen to many podcasts, mate?
I admit this is the first podcast that I have been involved in.
Nice.
But other than news wise, I haven't been listening to many podcasts at all.
Good stuff. All right, we should get into listen to some podcasts. There's some great ones out there. Definitely. What about you, Jacob? What's your view on Jody being on that show? I reckon she was great.
Yeah, like I told you earlier, fresh meat for Alan Furstenberg.
That sounds really... Okay.
No words. Get angry very easily.
Yeah. Did you
see that's what I mean.
What about the video that Craig did with the Chromecast, Jacob?
I didn't watch it because he wouldn't... I don't think you would do a good job. It takes like a minute to install.
Well, I don't know what he's trying to do, but he was complaining about it, how it wasn't working properly and stuff. But I don't know. Steve, let's go to you. Final thoughts of the show and your Twitter and stuff.
I like the concept of the smart charger because I think it does offer something a little bit unique. Of course, the size, you can carry it around in your pocket. I notice most chargers seem to be very big and bulky, so
yeah.
This one I think would fit well within the market just for the size alone.
Okay, good stuff.
And
yep. What's your Twitter username?
Oh, find me on Twitter at chatterbox_live.
Good stuff. Jacob, final views and your Twitter username.
Yeah, I love being on a show, and yeah, I think the smart charger would work very well. All right. And you can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
All right. We're going to try and get you a smarter charger, Jacob. Jody, final thoughts and your Twitter username.
Okay, final thoughts. I think that to plug something into your device that you have the ability to manage and you're not dependent upon, like I said, these fast chargers at the airport where, you know, they can push information or pull information from your phone, makes a heck of a lot of sense to be able to control and have it in your pocket so you can charge. And as long as Apple and Android continue to make phones that just absolutely can't last more than a few hours, especially with all of the things that we have running and all the apps that Brad talks about on the show, definitely a smarter charger is the way to go. With regard to where you can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, and find me in the usual places as either Jody Rains or webmarcom.net.
Good stuff. Andrew, final thoughts and your Twitter.
Yeah, a big thank you to Mo for coming on the show. Mm. And I should just clarify too that we don't have any commercial relationship or benefit from Smarter Charger. We just like that it's a cool device. Brad and I have tested it, and you know, it's an Aussie business, an Aussie entrepreneur having a go in technology, and we want to support that as best we can, particularly being that it is a product that's working really well. So if you want to find me, you can get me at zafo.com/@Andrew or Facebook/Ari from Oz or Twitter at Andrew Anthony C.
Andrew Anthony C. That's a new Twitter name.
That is my new Twitter handle. It's too long.
It is too long. Now, you just got back on Twitter.
Yeah, I have. I've been... Look, I signed up like, I don't know, 5-6 years, however long ago, but I've just started to get back into it again now. And look, it's a really good user experience on Twitter. So
yeah.
It's a great product. It's a good product. I enjoy it.
All right, you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Mo, final thoughts and your Twitter username and stuff, mate. We can get you at.
Guys, thank you very much for having us on. We really appreciate your time and effort. And you can get us on Smarter Charger 1 at Twitter. So
yep.
At Twitter. And on Facebook, you can find us at Smarter Charger. So we look forward to maybe coming back on the show in a month or so with some new products to show you.
Definitely, mate, for sure. Okay, Andrew, just go through the giveaway one more time so people can...
Basically, Smarter Charger are going to be giving away with Tech Webcast 4 chargers over the next 4 weeks. All you need to do is load up your Twitter and tweet at Tech Webcast at Smarter Charger 1 and tell us with the characters you have remaining why it is that you should get a Smarter Charger device. And Mo and Tech Webcast will bundle that up and shoot one out through to you if you're the lucky winner for this week, and that'll be over the next 4 weeks. And I believe on the last week we may even have a special giveaway, but we can go through that later on. So
definitely,
good luck with that. Get tweeting, and we'll have Mo on hopefully when they've got some new products to show us.
Good stuff. And the Apple event next week, Andrew, can't wait. I'll be up at 3 a.m. Good stuff. Jacob, what do you want to say?
I hope iOS 7 works like a charm.
I agree. Thanks, Jody, Andrew, Mo, and Steve. You're a rock. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest-running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!